We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bob, so great to hear your voice, man. I know you're doing some updates here a couple times this week, and we knew that you weren't, when you announced your retirement, that you weren't going away for good. I'm glad that you've been able to provide the folks the state of baseball here over the last 2 days. It hasn't been very good.
Yeah, well, I was just in Chicago, Pat, and if you want some fans who are really upset about their baseball, and maybe in contrast to how maybe we're spoiled by a bad week, I was on the, they call, of course, in Chicago, the L. I overheard a couple of baseball fans talking about the state of the sport in their city and complaining about the Cubs, of course, and the White Sox, who actually are showing some life lately. But the one guy said to the other, boy, baseball in this city really stinks. Based on putting your finger in the air and, seeing which way the wind is blowing, if you were standing maybe on the 7 train or the 4 train right now and you heard some baseball fans talking, you might hear the same kind of thing, which, of course, is kind of ridiculous.
Bob, I tried to be rational, and the first caller on the show this morning, Robbie in Phoenix, told me the Yankees aren't going to win 85 games. So there's only so much I can do.
Yeah, listen, the Yankees are certainly going through a challenging time, but goodness gracious, they lead the division by 9 games. They'll start scoring runs again. They'll figure it out. And the Mets are on pace to win 104 games, and the September schedule and a little bit of October, they have the easiest schedule in all of baseball. This is a team that's on pace, that has won, as we're speaking right now, has won 17 of 22 games.
Yeah.
This is including tonight. They have won 8 of 11 games. They're on pace to win 104 games, and in September, they have the easiest schedule in baseball.
Yeah, I know. Nationals, Pittsburgh, Miami, Cubs, Pittsburgh again. So, and then Oakland.
And so, look, if it's every Mets fan's right to panic and be upset. In fact, I happen to think a lot of fans, both Yankees and Mets fans, are now in their comfort zone because this is where they enjoy being.
Tortured and frustrated and angry.
Correct. The Yankees have not been to a World Series since 2009, and that has provided some misery, for a lot of Yankees fans who are frustrated. Frustrated would be a better word than misery.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees have had one winning season after another. And, of course, nobody needs to provide a history lesson on the Mets. There have been a lot of years of, ineptitude at times and losing seasons. So when you have a stretch, a small snapshot, which is what this is this week, of struggles, well, then people start feeling, okay, now it's time again to panic. Time for doomers.
And Bob Huesler here with us, Pat Boylan for Sal Licata. Bob, I love that you kind of give a bird's eye view, if you will, and then we kind of zoom in. And yes, although they're both playing extremely well, you go through a slide. The Yankees, obviously, I think the slide is definitely worth being concerned about for sure. The Mets, it's 2 games, but the division lead is 3.5. So now you get nervous. Okay, well, what if Scherzer or DeGrom turn in a bad start? But I think with the Yankee fans, you mentioned it. This constant state of, I would say, pessimism, frustration, not a lack of trust in the front office and Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, and a lot of it is valid. The unwillingness to want to spend money like they are the New York Yankees, but it's for the fact that a lot of that is holding on to the dynasty of the 90s and early 2000, the 2009 World Series, and now the thought that maybe the best baseball they've ever watched is long behind them. And whereas the Mets, I spent most of the beginning of the summer filling in and hosting, trying to convince a lot of Mets fans that still had some pessimism because every year it seemed like, oh, we're going to collapse. Every year is going to be 2007. And now I feel like over the last 2 months, watching the Mets sweep the Yankees in the Subway Series, small sample size, but still, watching them take care of Atlanta last weekend, I feel like there is much more room for optimism and confidence right now in the Mets fan because of how great this season has gone. 75-42. It's looking like it's the best season since 86. And as a Mets fan yourself, I kind of want to get your thoughts, your perspective right now on, you know, the next 2 days here, Scherzer and DeGrom, and just kind of what this season looks like so far for you, what it's meant.
Well, first of all, I think the Mets passed the eye test. If you've been watching the Mets, and I know you have been all season long, your eyes aren't deceiving you. This team is well built. This is a team that is structured to win in October. And it, of course, starts with the top of that rotation. And we did not, and I'm saying that full well recognizing that there was a good chance we weren't going to see a healthy Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom at the top of that rotation. So if you're a Mets fan, your fingers are crossed that this holds up, because you have those two guys backed by Chris Bassitt, who is a bulldog and a guy who pitches deep into games. And then, yeah, you've got Walker now, the back, and you got Carrasco with the oblique. You know, maybe Carrasco comes back fresher as a result. You don't want to see a guy get an oblique injury, but maybe there ends up being a bright side to this down the line. But the Mets have a great rotation if Scherzer and DeGrom keep doing what they're doing. I think the bullpen is good enough, and the team itself, offensively, as I just said, is structured very, very well. So I have no doubt that this team is built to do some damage in October. Now, that being said, if the Braves were to hypothetically beat Scherzer tonight and then complete a sweep by beating DeGrom,
and the lead goes back to 1.5,
I think psychologically you deal a blow to the Mets. Now, I don't think it's going to happen. I expect the Mets to win tonight. In fact, I think this is an ideal spot for Scherzer against Odorizzi, who's, you know, a good pitcher. He's not a great pitcher. The Braves have had their way over the first two games of the series. The Mets have been kind of listless.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is because you lose your starting pitcher to an injury before you even get to the fourth inning. So I think that's valid. That's why they've gotten blown out here these 2 days.
And don't take any credit away from Charlie Morton, who is
he's fantastic.
One of the great pitchers of recent years, who went to an entirely different approach in this game. Give this guy credit. Give the Braves credit. Who they play very well at home, not so well on the road. So the result didn't surprise me as much as maybe the way that the Mets kind of went down easily tonight. But, okay, get it out of the way. And then, as I said, I'm confident behind Scherzer tonight. And then you hand the ball off to DeGrom in the series finale, and maybe you're back in business. But I go back to my original point, Pat. If the Mets hypothetically were to lose these two games, I don't think they're collapsing. I just think this gives the Braves the resuscitation they need. The Braves are the defending world champions, and they are really good. Nobody expects the Braves to go away. But do I expect the Mets to outlast them over the long haul? Yes, I do.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate your insight here as a Mets fan. We miss you in the newsroom. I miss you getting fired up. And it's been great hearing you here these last 2 days, and I know you'll be on doing updates, I think, Friday afternoon. So we'll hear you then, and I appreciate you spending some time here, Bob, and we'll have you back for the 4 o'clock update.
You got it, Pat. It's always great being with you. Good to hear you on the air and continuing to get good airtime.
Appreciate it, my friend. There is Bob Huesler, Mr. Met.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And one
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.